Yeah, we're holding Daf Nun Test Amar Aleph. Okay, last Gemara just was my Taya. What does Taya mean? Gemara says on Rabbi Yehuda on top of Nun Test that says Ikra de Marisa. That means the root of some bitter vegetable. That's what Taya was. Yeah. So it says on Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said like this that Haiman di Ochal Tilsa Tikli Chalsis. If somebody eats three tiklis of this type of a vegetable, some type of a vegetable, I'm not sure what it is, but somebody eats tlosa takli chilsis, alibi rekona, has either an empty stomach, so ishno mishtalach mashrei, that his skin will like come off him, his skin will come off, mishtalach mashrei. That she says, nikshat oirei, that his skin will come off, shachilsis mechamamasai, it warms you up miyoi, and you get a fever from it, and from that your skin comes off. So you got to be careful not to eat three pieces of this type of a vegetable. Amar Rav Abba, Rav Abba said that v'didi by me have used it. Once happened like this. We achli chad tikla chalfisa, that he only ate one stalk of this chalfisa, and v'loy diyasvi b'maya. If it wasn't for the fact that he was in water. The diyasa b'maya is mishtalach mashchei, and Echnami, he said he would have lost the skin even just beating one. Rashi says the diyasa b'maya means the karatzmi. If it wasn't for the fact he was sitting in water, he would have lost the skin. And the kiyamta b'yatzma, like he was mekayim with himself, the pasuk says hachochma techayev aleihem, that somebody smart will keep himself alive. In other words, he stopped eating. He didn't eat more than just one. After one, he stopped right away. Yeah. Omer Rav Yosef, Yosef says, Haiman diachlo shisoso deya, whoever eats 16 eggs, Haiman diachlo shisre bey, they eat 16 eggs, the yaboyam guzi, and eat 40 nuts, the yaboyam guzi. That's your question, it's 40. Yaboyam guzi. I mean four nuts, the shev butisa, and eat seven butisa, whatever that another type of vegetable, something that grows. He eats seven of those. The porch shev butisa the porchi, yeah. The shosi reviyasa the dubsha, and he drinks a quarter of a lug of honey. He drinks reviyas the dubsha of honey. But kufas tamas, he does this in the summer. On an empty stomach. So Misakra, if he does this, so Misakra Talia Deliva, they'll have some heart problems. They'll have a heart attack, something will happen to his heart. Like he said, Talia Deliva, Kalika Chiba Liba Nekar, his heart will be displaced. So going the Ochle Lekuv, eats all these things, shit, he's going to have heart problems. Mor says, there was a young deer, who bar tfiya, the yosel of Resh Galusa. They brought it in front of Resh Galusa. Yeah, a young deer. To have a mitzvah carrying basraisa, that its back legs were broken. So Bodke checked them out, Rav checked it out, Bitsuma Sagidim. He checked out by these veins that are there by the knee of the leg. And he saw none of those veins that Tsuma Sagidim were not broken. But since they were not broken in Echnami, therefore he passed them to the Kosher. Passed them as Viachshri, so he also okay. So Sovul Amechum in Ebiyumso. He thought if so, he was about to eat it. Yesovul Amechum in Ebiyumso. So Amulei Shmuel said back to him, Loichai Shma Lenikure. Aaron, don't you worry about Nikur. Like who says it was taken out? No. Lachushamal in the kure. Rashi says, do you want it to be umts? Rashi says, ain't it sli kokach? It wasn't roasted that much in the tanner. And a molchemye was just salt a lot, but slay a cold while the kholim. And he roasted a little bit on the coals. That's why he wanted it to smeet. They said back to him, weren't you afraid of Nikur? Rashi says, Shem manosh kanochish. Weren't you afraid that maybe it's a snake fit into this piece of meat? And if so, it should be also Mishum Sakhanasafashas. So how could he eat from this meat? How could he eat from this deer? So Amule said, that if so, Maita Kante. So Nechtami, what should I do about this? How could I be misakin then? So he said, Noisvei betanura. So he said, then you should put it into an oven. Diiyu bodik nafshei. It'll be bodik itself. It's like voice, let it roast out well. It'll be bodik itself. Rashi says, mielov. I mean to say that if it has poison in it, so, like it'll come out by itself. So Isvei, he talked to put this piece of meat into the oven and let it roast your will. And nofil tuchi, then it fell into pieces. The piece of meat by itself fell into pieces. That's the proof that there was poison inside it. That's what he meant to say. Check it out first. So now Kori Shmuel Alei, Shmuel called upon this person that Shmuel Kori Shmuel Alei the Rav called upon Rav Lo Yunu Atzadik Kol Oven. That nothing will happen bear to a tzaddik. And since he was a tzaddik, Hashem didn't let anything bear happen to him. And Kori Rav Ledi Shmuel, Rav called about Shmuel, that Kol Roz, but Yunus Lekor, like Hashem does not hold back any secrets from you. Like a tzaddik like you know how to do this. The kid said, that's this way. He advised this on this deer. He had to be afraid maybe he was bitten by a snake. I'm not sure why. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Simone Behema V'chaya Nemer Minatera. The Simone of an animal in V'chaya, Rashi says, the Pasuk says, Oysachaya. The Pasuk says, clearly, Visimonim. Visimoni oif le nemru. The simonim of a bird, what's kosher, the Torah doesn't say. Avul omru chom, the chom says this, that kol oif haderis. Any bird that is deris, that seizes you, deris tome, that's a tomadika bird, that's the thing. Rashi says, haderis means oichas bitziponov. It grabs hold of it with its nails. It grabs up what it eats. So that's a proof that's an oif tummy. Now, kol sheyesh le etzba yisera, anything that has any bird that has an extra toe to it, or else for zepik has an extra crop, or else for kukabonoi, or that extra kukabin, that's a type of a stomach inside the chicken. Now, that's also simonim, that's no good. Rashi says etzba yisera means etzba gvoye shachur yetzboyis. Yeah, these things are also proof. It says, oif tummy. Now, niklav tor. These are all simonim tyra. Well, again, kol sheyesh ka etzba yisera. If it has an extra etzba, so the oif is still kosher. V'zefak, if it has an extra crop, it's also kosher. The kurkavon niklav. And if it's kurkavon is niklav, that means that the kurkavan, that the kiss, that the protection around it, could be peeled off it. It could be peeled off from the bosa with your hands without cutting it. That's a simis neif torhu. That's from the Mishnah. Yes, kol tor. Rabbi Lezer ben Sadekai Mer, is again, the kol sheish metzvi sayer, if it has this extra leg, the extra finger above the other ones, or else the bird has a zefik, or else it has kukupon and niklof, that's Torah. These are simonim of an oif Torah. We have Lezer ben Sadek Leimer, kol oif ha-chulik es raglav tomei. Anytime the bird divides its feet, if it's chulik es raglav, that's a simon that it's tomei. That means shemamidus, if you put it, let's say, on a chut, it's a string, so it's chulik, one goes on this side, the other one goes on that side. That's a simon that's an oif tomei. That's called ha-chulik, like it divides its legs in half. Or the chagovim, what about a grasshopper, chagovim, kol sheyesh le arba raglayim, if it has four legs to it, v'yaba kenafayim, and four wings to it, v'akrusalayim, that's also a type of wings, the bigger ones, the krusalayim, the two long ones, that's near, next to its neck, we'll see in the Gemara. These are also money tyra. O kenafav chayfim es ruvay, and its wings cover up most of its body. That's called the chagovim d'ratzor. Rabbi Yosef Yossi says, Ushmoy Chogov, that's his name is Chogov. This type of a grasshopper is tor. Uvadog, and what about by fish? Kol sheyesh loy snapa b'kakeshes. If it has fins and scales, then it's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda said what? Shnei kashkashim snapa rech v'tznof. Now what are they? V'yelu hain kashkashim, what are the kaskaskim? Hakfuyim boy. That's like the scales on the body itself. That's called kashkashim. So you have to have at least two of them. Was not pirim, that's the fins, that's a perch, but that's what it swims with. So it has to have at least one fin, and at least two scales on the body. Yeah. That's the simonim of a dog. Kitzur, these are the simonim of things that are Torah. Achutz from a bird, it says, the Torah doesn't give simoni of Torah. The Gemara says, Torah Rabbonim, Elu hein simoni behema. These are simonim of a behema. Kol behema mafresis parasa, if it has hooves, if the hooves are cut, that's a simon, it's a behema Torah. Yeah. First parasa, kol behema shemala gera, if the behema is also chooses cut, shemala gera, is b'yudua shein lo shinayim lamala, it doesn't have teeth above, and therefore Torah, therefore its Torah doesn't have any upper teeth, and therefore it's clean. Yeah. Look, for the more klolu, is this a klal, the regomel, the camel, to malagera, maisa, a camel is malagera, chooses cut, the ainlo shinayim lamala, doesn't have any teeth above, and still the tome, still tome. So my answer is yes, gomel nivi isle. A gomel, a camel, has some teeth, it has nivi, it has something there. Rashi says nivi means shnei shinayim yesh lamala. It has two teeth on top. Achaz kam achaz mikan. The gam besusim also the same thing heni korum. Apa bishabi shinayim yesh loy, still it has two. The mice said there are like two teeth there, two things on top. Yeah. So my answer is yeah. For more of a ray ben gomel, it's a small camel. The nivi nami less than with a small camel. Rashi says behind the cotton and the nivi, it doesn't have these two teeth on top until it grows. And still it's treif. For yoid haray shofon, for yanevis, you have a rabbit. The malas geira, these animals are also malas geira that she was cut. For yesh klem shneim lamala, utumeim, and it has two teeth lamala and still is tamei. So that's the kasha. It says v'yeshlo shinayim lamala tmeim. Oh, he said the kol be'me shemal geiram v'yedu ishno. It doesn't have two teeth lamala, therefore it's Torah. So kasha is no. The shofin and the neves, we know clearly yom alegera, and they have these two teeth on lamala and the tmeim. For yod, another question is shinayim miksiva b'yiraisa. The Torah doesn't talk about this business of having two teeth on top or not. So rather el otikom. This is what the Brisa meant to say. Kol behema shein lo shneim lamalom. Any behema doesn't have these teeth on top. So if you do a shemalas geira, that's a proof to say that for sure it is malas geira. It chooses cut. Or mafreshes parsa, and you have to know for sure its hooves are cut, and therefore Torah. That's called Torah. That's what we're saying about the simonim is malas geira mafreshes parsa. Because if the animal has, if it doesn't have the two teeth on top, then you should know for sure it's kosher. For the Gemara of a lived up with us, say, like, why are you samech on the teeth? Take a look anyway. Let's look at the hooves to see if it's cut or not. So Mara says, to go and show you pass the sasech atuchais. Now, it means, let's say the hooves are cut off already. So you can't check out the hooves. But still, if you see it doesn't have two teeth, it's on top, that's a right store. Ukra chizda. The yom rav chizda, hoyim halab, but the sum is going on the midbar. Umot zebehema, and he found the behema shepas the sasech atuchais, that its hooves were cut off. So by the Gepiyah, he has made to check out its mouth. Inain lo shinayim lamalo, if there are no two teeth on top, then echnami, v'yudu hashi Torah, then you know the animal is Torah. In lav, if you did not know if it has two teeth or not, then v'yudu hashi tmeya, that's right, the behemoth is tmeya. So that's this, even though that's not the simin, that's only a proof though whether it has it or not. Obavad providing though shiyakir gomul, providing you have to know clearly if it's camel or not. As vice versa, the camel, even though it doesn't have the two teeth, still is treif. So Mara says, is that true? Gomel nevi yisle. No, even a camel also could check it out. A gomel has these two things on top. Elements like this, ubevad shiyakir ben gomel, that you have to make sure you realize that this animal is not a young camel. Because a young camel, even though it doesn't have two teeth on top, still is treif. So Mara says, if so, lav ramat, didn't you tell me ikir ben gomel? Sechura ikir nami minachrina. The dummy leben gomel, so you're going to be stuck anyway. Once you tell me by a young camel, you can't tell because he doesn't have two teeth on top of his treif. If so, you can't just tell me something that's a ben gomel because there are other animals that look like him also. When you come to make mistakes and think to say it's kosher, you'll think it's a different animal really to ben gomel. So it's not a good sim what you're saying right now. Samara says, Lo istakadah, don't think like this. The Tanya learned like this. Tanya of Rabbi Shmuel. The Bosik says, V'yesha gomel, ki malo geiruhu. the camel, it chooses cut. Is who shalot b'yolamoi, she yodeya shein l'chodova mala gerib atamei, el gomel, that everybody knows that the only animal that really chooses cut that's still tummy is a camel. The thinker, therefore, porot b'yakosif. The Torah says, porot b'yakosif who? The Torah says, ki malas gerihu. That to teach us that a camel is this way. This is right to me. He have Yom Rav Chizda, or Yimahalav, because someone's going in a derech, or Motzah Behem, you found an animal, Shepiya Gomum, that its mouth was like cut open, so then, so you can't tell in its mouth whether it has the teeth or not. So, Bodhiko Pasa Seo, go check out his hoofs. In Pasa Seo, Sadukais, if the hooves are split, Piyadu Shitor, it's also similar to its Torah. In Lab, if they're not split, Piyadu Shitmeya. But you have to recognize a pig, because a pig, even though hooves are cut, but we know strafe. So the question is also, don't you tell me there's a pig? Should we other animals also like that? They look like a chazir. So you can't just tell by its past or sale, you make mistakes. So most of the time, don't think like this. The Torah in the Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk says, "V'yafa chazir ki mafres parasuhu," means shalot bi'alomoi yedua. Means the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows shein lechodova shemafrisa parasu v'tom yel chazir. This is the only animal. There's nothing like it. There's that the answer tomorrow before also. There's nothing like a camel. A camel is the only one, and here also a chazir is the only animal that even though it's mafrisa parasu, even though its hooves are split, still v'tomei. Yeah, a chazir. The only one is a chazir. The fikul dim a parabri akosiv who? The other pasuk says, "Yes, a chazir ki mafrista parasahu." Who means this is the only one? It's like that. Therefore, it's good as long as you recognize that this animal is not a chazir. So, if you see its hooves are split, that's a proof that it's tahor, because the only one that's tummy is only a chazir, and there's no other one like a chazir. If yom rechidu chidus like this. Someone's going in the midbar. You found an animal that its mouth was like cut off. You found a dead animal. Oh no, you know it's alive now. Before the shechitim stoma, you found its mouth was cut, so you can't tell about the top teeth. Its hooves are also cut off, so you can't tell if it's Torah or not. What do you do? The answer is, look into its flesh. In mahalach shesivariv, if the meat goes crisscross, see, you know if you do a shitur, it's also simin that the animal is tahor. Rashi says the Kama Poroshech, later we'll see exactly where to make this bedika. But v'im lav, if the meat does not go crisscross, then b'yidu shitmei, you know the animal's tamei. Without providing those shiyakir arud, you have to recognize an arud. This animal is different. An arud usually means a wild animal, a wild donkey, some say. Yeah. The Narud is different. So if so, the question is, Lavramat, aren't you saying, Ikarud is this wild donkey, that the meat goes crisscross and still it's treif? If so, the Khuri Kanami Minachrin, there could be other types of animals also, the Dalmid Larud, that's like a Narud, that even though it's treif, still the meat goes crisscross. So Margaret says, no, the same tells like before, that Gemir, we have a Kabbalah, the Lekka, there's no other animal that the meat goes crisscross, Shasi Veriv, that's not treif, that's not kosher. Every animal that meat goes crisscross is kosher. The only one that's not kosher is only this arud. So therefore, if you know it's not an arud, you know for sure the meat is kosher. The animal says, v'hechi boydik, which part of the animal do you have to check out this meat to see if it's called Shasi Veriv? The Omer Abaye v'temer of Chizda, v'cham fei ukats. That's where you have to check it out. Under the ukits. As Rashi says here, tachas ukits means tachas etzem alya, this big bone, shekurim anko, yesh bosha, shekurim noisa, nikra shesi, yesh shnikrorif. That's the place to check it out. Under the bone of the alya of the tail. That meat over there, that meat you could tell, it's supposed to go this crisscross, that's right, it's tor. If it doesn't go crisscross near the meat, that's right, tummy. Yeah. So kids, you have three simonim how to tell whether it has its top teeth, whether it has the hooves split, or whether it has this meat going crisscross. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says what simoni chaya. Torah Rabbonim. Elu hein simoni chaya. These are simonim of a chaya that chaya b'chla behemo. Hila simonim, that the same simon applied to them applied to a chayu also. Or let's see, Rashi learns, no, Rashi says, what chayu v'chal b'ayimi, kushi, so k'siv zayis ha-chayu, k'siv simonim basurei. But the first verse is mashma, the chayu has its own simonim. Then the most question, no, chayu v'chal b'ayimi, the simonim, that the same simonim of chayu, like b'ayimis, doesn't have its own simonim. So Zerah says like this, what I meant to say was, la hatir chelvoi. The shadow is to be matter the chelvoi.